أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا يستوي القاعدون من المؤمنين غير أولي الضرر والمجاهدون في سبيل الله بأموالهم وأنفسهم فضل الله المجاهدين بأموالهم وأنفسهم على القاعدين درجة وكلا وعد الله الحسنى وفضل الله المجاهدين على القاعدين أجرا عظيما درجات منه ومغفرة ورحمة وكان الله غفورا رحيما صدق الله العظيم. We discuss verses 95 and 96 of Surah An-Nisa. In the last verse, the discussion was around Sahaba going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reminding them that they should thoroughly investigate who is a Muslim and who is not a Muslim when they go out, to make sure that they do not kill anyone that is a Muslim and has accepted Iman at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here in these two verses, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala once again reminds us as an ummah that one are those that go out striving in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, whilst others may remain at home. And these two groups are never the same. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لا يستوي القاعدون من المؤمنين. The قاعدون, those who remain behind, those who sit at home, from the believers, are not equal. غير أولي الضرر, those who are not incapacitated. والمجاهدون في سبيل الله, they are not equal to the mujahideen, to those that go out striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bi amwalihim, with their wealth, wa anfusihim, and their lives. One aspect of this verse was when the verse was first revealed, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called the sahabi Zayd ibn Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu to write this verse. لا يستوي القاعدون من المؤمنين والمجاهدون في سبيل الله بأموالهم وأنفسهم. That those who sit back from the believers and those who strive with their wealth and their lives are not the same, are not equal. The Sahabi, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Maktoum radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was a blind Sahabi. He hears this, he comes to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he asked Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what about me? I am the one that is usually not going out in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And what would be my position? Then Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam came with this one part of the verse, غَيْرُ أُولِي الضَّرَرِ, those who are not incapacitated. And hence, this becomes the shortest wahi of the Quran Sharif, the shortest revelation that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dictated the ayah with these words, غَيْرُ أُولِي الضَّرَرِ, those who are not incapacitated. However, as a matter of interest, on the one hand, when we look at Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Maktoum radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who asked for an exclusion, but we will find that he had accompanied Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on many an expedition. He had gone out with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and on many occasions Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had left him in charge of Madina Munawwara when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had gone out. And another factor that we need to know about this sahabi, Abdullah ibn Maktoum radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that he was one of the muazzins of Masjid al-Nabawi together with Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And add another factor very quickly, he was amongst those sahaba that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent with Musab ibn Umair radiallahu ta'ala anhu to go to Madina Munawwara before Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had arrived there to teach the people the deen of Islam. فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ الْمُجَاهِدِينَ بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ عَلَى الْقَاعِدِينَ دَرَجَةً. Allah Ta'ala now further qualifies this, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah Ta'ala has granted virtue of a daraja of ranks of the mujahideen, of those who strive with their wealth and their lives, alal qa'ideen, upon those who do not go out, upon those who sit. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them many, many great ranks closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, وَكُلَّا وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised both. And Allah ta'ala says that the both Allah has granted al-husna, in other words, bliss. And bliss here, according to a great number of sahaba, refers to Jannah. Why? Because both and all that leave this world in a state of iman has been guaranteed Jannah by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But however, the mujahideen, like we find in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will be many, many ranks higher in the virtue and the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala will grant them a higher rank of Jannah. Thereafter Allah ta'ala again says, فَضَّلَ الْمُجَاهِدِينَ عَلَى الْقَاعِدِينَ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted virtue, superiority of those who strive upon those who sit back, ajran azima, a tremendous reward. That tremendous reward, Allah Ta'ala says, darajati minhu, it is by way of ranks from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, status in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala, wa maghfiratan, and also forgiveness from Allah Rabbul Izzah, wa rahma, and the rahma and mercy of Allah Rabbul Izzat, wa kana Allahu ghafuran rahima, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghafoor, Allah ta'ala is most forgiving, rahima, Allah ta'ala is most compassionate. That sometimes it may come into our minds that it is not an important aspect of deen, but understand one part of the hadith of Abu Dawud, Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had stated, from his advent right up till the coming of Dajjal, there will be a continuity of striving and going out in the path of Allah for jihad fi sabilillah, and there will be times when it will be for the kifaya that certain individuals or a group may suffice, and on certain times it will become compulsory on each and every individual. May Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.